Rodgers and Hart's My Romance from Howard Cable and Symphony Nova Scotia. We heard oboist Suzanne Lemieux featured on the performance, and that's from 1999's Seasons Celebrations. I'm not quite sure we're celebrating the season right now, but you are with the new Classical FM here on a Tuesday. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. Well, we learned last week that the 30th anniversary edition of the Summer Works Performance Festival is indeed postponed. For decades, the festival has acted as an annual artistic community builder, welcoming a diverse group of artists to perform contemporary works. The pieces presented are meant to ask big questions, and the works reflect the complexity and diversity of our society. Now, despite the official 30th anniversary edition being postponed, the Arts Hub has announced a reimagined summer season presenting continually unfolding work from late May through September of this year, connecting artists, organizations, and audiences across the country and beyond. So, of course, fewer projects will be presented, but careful consideration is being given to curating different formats and fostering collaborations that engage large numbers of artists and audiences, connecting communities regardless of distance. SummerWorks Artistic and Managing Director Laura Nanny joins me. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Great to be with you. Tell us about this last few months for the festival. You must have felt like SummerWorks still had a live performance shot a few months ago when this all started, but here we are.
Yeah, I mean, actually, when COVID 19 came into play for all of us, I was actually traveling. I was in Australia and came back really quickly to make sure that before any lockdown, I was home. And our first approach to things was, okay, if this, you know, if we're in our homes for the next couple of weeks, how do we shift things at work? And then after the first week, we realized, oh, the situation's going to be quite different.
Yeah.
And as the weeks progressed, we realized we were looking at a reimagination of how we could do things.
Even though we were looking at August, we're talking about Broadway today on the show, and I know they were looking at September, and now it's January. Now we're not even sure about that. So these are the decisions that are being made. Let's talk a little bit about the festival that was going to happen and is still being celebrated on some level. What does 30 years of SummerWorks mean to you?
I mean, it is such a seminal place for so many people in the beginning of their careers. And a lot of people that I've collaborated with over the course of my career, I first met, you know, in line at SummerWorks shows or discovering their work for the first time, you know, in one of their early pieces. And I think SummerWorks really is a place of coming together and a starting point.
There is a certain heartbreak around that, because I feel like there are two groups of people that are being really left in the cold right now, and that is some of our seniors and a lot of young people who are looking at no school next year, who are looking at jobs that aren't going to happen. And in this situation, it is really difficult. This is where people get a grip in the arts with these types of festivals, and it is heartbreaking on that level.
And we are trying to remain cognizant of that as we're thinking about planning. You know, we have, you mentioned seniors, and not only audience members, but many of our volunteers. Our volunteer base is such a huge part of our community. And a large portion of them are seniors. And we're trying to figure out ways with some of our other collaborating partners, how can we still engage with them even though the festival proper isn't happening, even though we're not able to congregate. And the same with emerging artists. We want to continue to offer professional development opportunities throughout the summer.
So we've seen many organizations put together online offerings over the last month. What is your plan starting this month, so a little early?
Yeah.
I know you have something titled Essential Play, and then it kind of goes from there. Is that right?
Yeah, really excited about this kickoff event that we are collaborating with Canadian Stage and Club Quarantine on. And it's an online platform where the party is the performance. So in this format, they use Zoom as a format to host the party, with a capacity of up to 1,000 people on that platform. And they'll also be live streaming. There'll be performances, DJ sets, some participatory components of it. We really wanted to find a way to bring the national performance community together, and it felt like this was a good way to do that.
It sounds like a wonderful event. Essential Play is the name of it. And so when you check out summerworks.ca, you can find out more there. And then you've got this big group of collaborators, Art Spin, Generator, Outside the March, the Toronto Dance Theatre, Stratford Festival Lab. You've got the Theatre Centre, Toronto Fringe Festival. So you're in good company here.
Absolutely. I think we all have a desire to make things happen together and make a larger and positive impact in this time of challenge and new territory and approach it in a very hopeful way. And so we're one of the reasons that we're rolling out our programming on a monthly basis. We expect to announce our programming is so that we can respond to the shifting ground and the guidelines that we have to work with around social distancing and making sure that not only audiences, but artists and folks behind the scenes are all safe.
Well, I think it's great that you put your heads together and said, yes, we can still do something here over the next 3 or 4 months. I think that's fantastic. It all does get started this month and running through September. And for more information, this is a great spot to visit, learn more what we were just talking about, summerworks.ca. And SummerWorks Artistic and Managing Director Laura Nanny, thank you for being here this afternoon, and thank you for your hard work on this.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And hope you'll join us.
We certainly do. In fact, that Essential Play, I will be there and enjoy the DJ sets and all the rest of it.
So. That's great.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, take care.
All right, you're listening to The Oasis here on the new Classical FM.